Welcome to another podcast of Revival Today with Pastor Mark Chope. We're here at House of Praise. Our arms are open, and Jesus Christ is here to uphold you.
Holy, 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 holy is the Lord. The message that God put in my spirit today is, the true worshipers shall worship. The true worshipers shall worship. When God placed this message in my heart, he began to show me through his word that the true worshipers are those that have gone through something and still come out worshiping him. You know, in order to be a true worshiper, you already have to have in your spirit an understanding with the Lord that no matter what you're going through, I'm going to continue to worship you. So this worship that God is talking about is established in our faith. Faith works when things don't make sense. Someone say that to one another. Faith works when things don't make sense. It's easy for you to say you have faith when things already look well. It's easy to say you have faith when everything has already been prepared for you. But faith is the evidence of things not seen, so you don't even see it. But when you truly have faith in God, you are not looking at what it appears to be, but yet you're looking and understanding what he had already said in his word. So in order to be a true worshiper, we have to have one thing in our spirit, is the understanding that God has already solved it. What are you going through? God is already dealing with it. So you must continue to worship him. So I'm going to have us go to a scripture here. I'm going to be in the book of John, the 4th chapter. And I'm going to start that off. Sometimes we look at our life and we feel that God is not listening to us. We feel that God does not know or doesn't care about our problems. But like I said before, faith works when things don't make sense. That means it doesn't seem like it can even, it doesn't add up. So I'm going to tell you a story about how God has an appointment already set up for you. Now, the reason why I want to say this today is because some of us are going through things in our life. We don't even know that Jesus is already sitting here waiting for you. He has an appointment already for you. The scripture says in John, the 4th chapter, 6 through 9, it says, now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the wall, and it was about 6 hours. So Jesus sat at the wall for about 6 hours. He was worried about his journey. Now, this message that I'm going to talk to you about is a Samaritan woman and how she was also at the well. And this is what the scripture says. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her, give me drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. And it says in the 9th verse, it says, then said the woman of Samaritan unto him, how is it that thou being a Jew ask drink of me? She said, how is it that you be a Jew, you asking of drink of me? Jesus was sitting there And she showed up and he asked her for a drink. Let's see what the scripture says about this. Then the woman said unto him, how could you ask a drink of me, which I'm a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Someone said the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. I wanted to talk about this story because this message is talking about how Jesus began to minister to somebody that the Jews would have nothing to do with. Jesus was there by appointment because everything that he did was the will of his Father. So when Jesus was there, this young lady said to him, how is it that you're going to speak to me when you're a Jew? Some of us have things going on in our life and we feel that we're not worthy. So this is how she was. She said, listen, I know that there's an issue between our people. So how is it that you're going to talk to me? See, so right here, Jesus said to her, if you knew who is it that was asking for a drink, see, if you knew that it was Jesus asking for a drink, you would ask him, give me living water. See, so Jesus said to her that if you drink of this water, you're going to be thirsty. You're going to want another. You're going to need more to quench your thirst. But Jesus said, the water that I have is going to spring up in you, and it's going to give you life eternally. This is what I want to talk about today. Sometimes we go through things in our life, and we continue to go through things in our life. And Jesus said that I'm here waiting to speak with you. I'm already here waiting to meet your need. But you have to understand, he said, if you knew who I was. Some of us don't know who God is and what he can do for us. Even though we go through things, he said, I'm here waiting for you. And Jesus said, I can give you the living water. Amen? He can give them, he can give you the water that's going to not only quench your thirst or what your need, but it's going to also quench your whole existence. What I mean by that is this. We've been saved for a while and people heard about the word of God and you hear about salvation. But then when you come to the Lord, you don't realize that he's your counselor. You don't realize that he's already waiting to hear your prayer. So what we do is we take on our own burdens and we try to deal with it ourselves. How many have been there? You say to yourself, I'm going to do it for myself. But Jesus was saying to the woman at the well, listen, I know about you. He said, but you don't know who I am. Some of us are like that. We come to church and we praise God, but we don't really know who Jesus is because we don't have that relationship with him enough to know that he's here for your need. He's not here for you to just come to church, but he is here to meet your need. Someone say he's here to meet my need. Now, if he's here to meet your need, you have to show up for the appointment. Jesus was here. When you look at that passage, he was at the well sitting for hours. And she happened to come along. Now, let's see what happens in the next few verses. Go ahead, my brother. Now, she said to him, sir, give me this water so that I thirst not. The thing that we have to know about the Lord is this. He's not going to force it on you. She heard what Jesus had to say. Jesus said, listen, if you understood that I'm the one that can change your life, I can give you water that you're never going to thirst anymore. If you knew that that's who I am, you would ask me. He didn't say, hey, come on, let me give it to you. But no, he said, you got to now do your thing. You have to stop for a moment. You got to focus. Then you got to ask me. Now, when you ask somebody for something, you got to go to them directly. You know, you can't go to a friend, hey, by the way, tell Sam over there that I need something. No, Jesus wants you to go straight to him. He wants you to come and meet him where you're at. Now, that's what I want to talk about today. The true worshipers are going to worship because the true worshipers have something to worship about. Somebody has gone through something in their life, and the devil thought he had you, but the true worshiper can worship because the devil don't have you. Because God is in control. So in this scripture, Jesus began to say to her, listen, I have what you need. Now, do you want it? Sometimes we're like this. We'll say, Lord, I need change in my life, but you won't show up for the appointment. See, so Jesus said to her, go and get your husband. Now, if we look at the scenario of the time that it was, he wasn't supposed to be alone with her. And usually you had to address a man along with your husband. So Jesus said, why don't you go get your husband and we'll talk. And she began to tell Jesus, I don't have no husband. Now, this is how God is. He knows all about you. He knows everything that you're involved in. He knows what your thing is about. And a lot of times we don't understand that he sees beyond your fault. He's looking beyond your fault. That's where we mess up. God is looking beyond your fault and he sees your need. He's not looking at what you're in or how hard it is or how much you messed up. But he said, I'm looking beyond your fault and I see your need. Some of us need something right now, but instead we're looking at our fault and saying we're not worthy. But God said, I look beyond that fault and I see your need. I see what you're going through. And I know that you need an appointment with me. So he's saying, I know that you need an appointment with me. Some of us going through something, we'll call the doctor or we call the nurse, and if they tell you to be there at 12 o'clock, guess what? You're there. And what happens if you're late? They're like, sorry, you missed your appointment. Is that right? This is sorry, we can't help you. Or you might have to wait. We need to be aware that there's an appointment that has been made. See, so Jesus said unto her, You just told me you have no husband. And Jesus said back to her, excuse me, but you have five husbands. And the one that you're living with right now is not your husband. Now, when she was with the Lord, she began to try to fix it. Somebody say fix it. She decided to leave out that she was married already five times. Now, when you go before the Lord and you're in prayer, he doesn't want you to fix it. He wants you to come with the truth. He wants you to come before him and say, Lord, I have sinned. Well, Lord, I need you in my life. This is the stuff that I'm in. I need deliverance. He's not there to judge you, even in the church right now. That's what was wrong with the old church before everyone was judging and trying. But it says in the word, judge not that you not be judged. My job is not to judge you. My job is to make you. And how can I make you if I don't look beyond your fault and see your need, church? It's time to see one another's needs and stop looking at each other's faults and talking about somebody. You understand what I'm saying? We have to stop talking about one another and see the needs. So Jesus began to throw it all out there. He began to say to her, listen, I know about your past. I know what you've been dealing with. I know that you've been running around and you've been going from one marriage to another marriage. But Jesus began to say, you need fixing. Now, what we do with so many customs and so many laws and so many things about culture, we say like this, well, I don't deal with them people. I don't deal with Spanish. I don't deal with African American. I don't deal with white. Jesus said to her, I might be a Jew, but God sent me here to meet your need. He didn't ask you what your background was or who you hung out with. He said, I'm here to do what God has called me to do, and that was meet your need. So this woman become, she was amazed because she said, wow, this man is a prophet because he knows my business. Jesus, God knows your business. When I started off, the true worshipers shall worship. You don't have to quench your worship because of what you're going through. This is what the enemy likes to do to you. You come to church and you say, well, I can't get up. I can't praise him because I know what I did this weekend. But God is saying the true worshiper worships even though they're going through. They jump up and say, Lord, I know that you're still with me. Lord, I still love you. Lord, I just need you right now. That's what the true worshipers do. When you look at society today, they put everything on the computer and in the database so that nothing is forgiven, for nothing is forgotten. But God has thrown it into the sea of forgiveness. What are you going through, church? Stop trying to hustle Jesus. Stop trying to con him. And just come as you are and give him the real deal and see him make a way out of the no way. Because I know when I go to a doctor and I'm suffering with an illness in my body, I don't play games. If I'm hurting on this arm, I tell him, listen, I'm hurting right here. God wants to know where you're hurting. He wants to know. He already knows it. But you have to tell him because that's a relationship you need to have with him. Because he's looking beyond your fault and see your need. He's seeing that you desire to love him. But the devil's job is to do what? Steal, kill, and destroy. He's destroying lives of good people. How many of us say to ourselves, I want to be a good father? How many of us say, I want to be a good mother? And then when you look at your life, it's all a mess. It's because the devil's in it. But God is saying, I'm pushing all that away. And what I'm going to do is I'm looking at that need. God is sitting there. He's sitting here waiting. Somebody say, God is waiting to hear from me. Somebody declare it right now. God is waiting to hear from me. See, he can't, he's not going to do it for you. Like at the well, he began to tell you, if you knew who I was, you'll ask me for a drink of a different kind of water. You're going to ask me for a drink of the living water. See, so I'm asking you right now. Some of you are going through right now. You need a drink of the living water. Now, you know how it is when you're thirsty. How many of you have been on a race or did some sports? And when you're really thirsty, you be like, this is how we are with our lives. Some of us, I'm tired. I'm hurt. But have you ever sat down and got taken some water and the strength you got? You are able to get back on the road and start running again. Hallelujah. See, so some of us are thirsty. We're all thirsty. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I know that you're going through right now. I know that you're thirsty right now. But if you only allow him to meet your need, he's going to make a way. Now, I like this passage because it shows you how Jesus was willing to go against the grain. Go against the grain. First of all, he was there with a woman that the Jews didn't talk to. So he wasn't worried about his reputation. He wasn't sitting there saying, well, you know what? I'll talk to you at night. I'll give you a call later. You know how we do it? I'll call you later. No, Jesus sat there for hours. Someone say hours. So he wasn't sitting there saying, I hope the church don't show up. I hope Bishop doesn't come by. But no, he sat with her for hours. So she says, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. So she was now convinced, this guy knows too much about me. He know my business. So she says, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet, because only a prophet would know what's going on in my life. See, so right here, he's basically, I'm breaking this down. You don't know what you worship. See, the Jews worship the living God. See, but he's now come that all may have life and have it more abundantly. So his new role during that time was spread the gospel to everybody, say everyone. So he said, you don't know who you worship. The hour cometh. See, so it said the hour is coming now when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. That's the true worshipers. The hour, he said, Jesus said to her, the hour is coming when the true worshiper. The true worshiper is like this. You know where it says on the street right here, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. The true worshiper is glad. The true worshiper is excited because I know you're going through. But he said the true worshiper has something to worship about. It wasn't the faultless. It wasn't the faultless worshiper. It was a true worshiper. How many of you are a true worshiper? And the true worshiper is this one. The person has gone through something, but God is working on it. And because you're just like a doctor's appointment, do you just go one time and not go again? No, he says, come back again. Come back again. They keep working on it till you get there. Why is it that with the Lord, we stop coming? We don't keep our appointment. We don't stay faithful in the few things. I'm amazed sometimes because people would say, Pastor, you got to do this. Pastor, you got to do that. But the people don't do anything. You got to be in the word. You have to be faithful. You have to be steadfast and unmovable so that God can fix it and make you a true worshiper so that as you go throughout your week, you're not looking for someone to blame. And the blame that we're looking for is when you can't get it together. Now you got to find someone else to mess over. But God is saying the true worshiper is excited because they know that they're in the presence of God and that he's fixing it. Praise God. This is Pastor Mark Choate of New England Pentecostal House of Praise. I pray that you receive the word of God that was ministered today. I know that it's going to be a blessing to you and your family. Continue to listen to Revival Today. We hope to see you in Manchester, New Hampshire, 1850 Elm Street. Service time, 10 a.m. Come visit us. Have a nice day.